The text for our devotion this morning is taken from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do you like to fly? Most Americans do. I've heard recently that the number of Americans flying this year is once again estimated to be up over the previous year. Just at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, last year 36 million passengers flew through MSP. That's the highest total since 2005. During the months of March and April, the typical spring break season, the number of Americans flying is estimated to be up 25%. Perhaps you yourselves were part of that statistic if you flew this past Bethany spring break, or perhaps at our upcoming Easter break. The number of Americans flying, however, seems to be creating a real bottleneck at airports this travel season, because it seems to be that there's a real shortage of TSA security checkpoint agents. The results are, then you've probably heard in the news, that there are long lines occurring of people waiting to get through security screening. To give you an example, a few weeks ago, Carrie and I were flying, and we flew out of Minneapolis-St. Paul Terminal 1. And what we experienced was just what we heard on the news, terribly long lines, so we got there pretty early. There's now just two main access gates for security at MSP. They used to be scattered throughout, but now for some reason they've gone to just two, and they're on either end of the terminal. There's North Checkpoint and there's South Checkpoint. And they're obviously at either end of the ticketing floor at the terminal. So after checking in our bag, we were instructed to go ahead and get in either line, perhaps find the shorter one. Well, after examining the lines, what we determined is basically there wasn't a line. We just walked to the center of the airport. And quite frankly, I could touch the North Checkpoint and I could touch the South Checkpoint line, and I'm right in the middle. The line must have been 100 yards long in either direction. And that's just waiting until you get to that maze when you finally get to the checkpoint. You know how they rush crowds of people through long lines. It made me wonder, that Southwest marketing slogan, want to get away? I was thinking perhaps not. I'd be more relaxed if I stayed home. Now, did you know that there is a solution to bypass these TSA lines? An agent was frantically walking around the crowd telling people to check your ticket, check your ticket. Possibly look for the words TSA pre-check on your boarding pass. That would mean that one could bypass the long lines, forget all that waiting, and go directly to the place where you pop your stuff down and you get right through. So with the goal of getting to your gate for your flight, TSA pre-check gives you direct access. Unfortunately, our ticket didn't say that. We had to wait it out. But we made it to our flight, but some of the people around us didn't. In talking to other frustrated passengers, we did learn that there's a way you can get TSA pre-check all the time. I went on the website yesterday, found out that you can go to a TSA enrollment center, and there happens to be one in Mankato, according to the website. And you can fill out an application process, turn in your fingerprint card, and you can pay $85 so that for the next 5 years, you get TSA pre-check all the time. Now, maybe because I've been flying in and out of airports quite a bit recently, as I was preparing for today's devotion, the analogy just really stood out to me that just as TSA pre-check gives us direct access to the goal of getting to our flight, on the matter of eternal life, Jesus gives us direct access to our Heavenly Father. Think about it. By his sacrificial death on the cross, Jesus created us, for us, direct access to our Heavenly Father. Just as in the Bible account recorded in Genesis chapter 22, how God provided Abraham a sacrificial lamb rather than sacrificing his own son Isaac to offer to prove to God his devotion to him. And in so doing, Abraham gained from God the blessing of a Savior for all nations. So God's sacrifice once and for all of his own son Jesus as the perfect final sacrifice in the New Testament provides us the blessing of life forever with the Father. We no longer need to be, as the words of our text from Paul states, anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, we can present our request to God. Jesus' perfect life and innocent suffering and death on our behalf give us true and everlasting peace with God and direct access to him, knowing that he will hear and he will help in all of our needs. As proof that by his sacrificial death in our place, we can now go directly to him, the gospel writer Matthew records in chapter 27 that the temple curtains separating the holiness of Almighty God from the people was torn from top to bottom. We, too, have direct access to the Father. Prayer. Prayer to God is a wonderful gift purchased by Christ for us when he died in our place. Just as TSA PreCheck gives us direct access to our boarding gate, so God views us through the sacrifice of his own Son, who acts as our mediator, as our go-between for our imperfection of sin to God's holiness. The result is that we can now follow Jesus' instructions given in John chapter 14 that state, "Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will do it." The ability to bring our prayers directly to the Father through the opening Jesus alone created for us by his death, and knowing that God himself will hear and he will answer our prayers in the way that is best for us as children, that's an amazing gift from an amazing Father. Direct access to things on earth like VIP passes or gold cards or whatever you might want to call it, that's all wonderful. But direct access to God himself is priceless and eternal. That confidence and access to the Father leads us to say with Paul that we have peace with God beyond understanding, that we as sinners, by faith in the work of the perfect Son, Jesus, can present our requests, our prayers, and petitions to an Almighty God with thanksgiving. That certainly safeguards and calms and our hearts and minds, so that we can rejoice in the relationship won for us by Christ. In the words just prior to our text, Paul says this, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And Paul says, I'm going to say it again, rejoice, the Lord is near. This message of peace with God through the work of his Son is certainly a great comfort to us. And it's a message of peace that the entire world needs to hear, that we as sinners have direct access to an almighty God. It's a message that he commands that we share so that the world may know him and believe his holy name. In the joy of the access we now have through Christ, may we petition God with confidence that he grant each of us, our congregations, and Bethany Lutheran College the strength to carry out his will so that all may come to a knowledge of the truth. It's a matter of eternal life. Amen.